Thank you for choosing Dwelling Place City Church Podcast.
She had a late doctor's appointment and ran late today, so she's going to finish part two on our next session. Tonight I'm going to do part one. And we want you to know this church started on the subject of healing. And of course it started on the subject of the gospel of the message and salvation by grace through faith, but it's been healing in this body for 45 years. We used to have a service called Anything Goes meeting, and anything literally went, you know, and God did some incredible, the Lord has done over the years incredible things. But how many of you can say honestly now this is just a testimony, I'm not going to ask you to tell about it, how many of you can say that you personally have experienced a physical healing? Raise your hand. Really? That's incredible. Okay. Now, what we're going to do tonight, I want to talk a little bit about healing, and I want to share with you some direction about healing, and then we're going to minister. Because, you know, you can't talk about it and not do it. And it's one thing to, you know, talk about it and say, okay, we believe in it, but then you got to do it. And you got to do it with faith, and you got to do it with courage, and you got to reach out and step out. So let me just kind of share with you tonight. Go to Exodus chapter 15 in your Bible. You did bring your Bibles, didn't you?
Yes.
Three people say yes. Okay, four. Okay, here we go. Exodus 15, 26. Watch what it says. And he said, if thou wilt diligently hearken to the voice of the Lord thy God and will do that which is right in his sight and will give ear to his commandments. Now notice, here are stipulations. And keep all of his statutes. I will put none of these diseases upon thee. Wow, listen to this. Which I have brought upon the Egyptians, for I am the Lord that healeth thee. Now, this is a pretty radical verse because basically what Moses has done is he's declared by the word of the Lord that the things, the diseases that were on Egypt, God did. And yet we want to understand that diseases as we know them today, unless a person is living in raw, outrageous Egyptian rebellion and hatred for God and his people, then you don't have to be concerned about that. And I know there's a lot of controversy. God made people sick. No, he doesn't make people sick. They do stupid things and open the door to sickness. That's what happens. And so what we begin to understand here is that God says, if you do, follow. He says, follow my statutes, do my word, live the life that you know is according to the Bible and the exalting to Jesus, and you're living it with integrity. You have a right to declare healing. You have a right to reach out. He said, I have said to you, I am the Lord thy God that healeth thee. I want to heal you. I want to be a part of your life, and I want to be a part of healing. Now, I don't know about you, but I have things even in my life right now that I need healing for. How many of you could use, now honestly, you need a physical healing right now? That's almost 100% of the room has raised their hand. So we know that healing is a provision, and the scripture's clear about that. And the word healing, interesting, in the Hebrew, is the word rophe. And it's one of the names of God. Jehovah Rophe is a Hebrew term. And so God calls himself a healer. And he wants us to call him a healer. And when you need healing, you call out to him as your healer. Jesus isn't a magic potion. Okay? He isn't a machine where you drop a quarter in or you drop a prayer in and ding, ding, you know, you hit the mark, and he's personal, and he wants to be our healer, and he's going to heal people tonight. How can you say that? How can you not say that? Can we do that again? How can you not say that? Okay, it's really important that you understand. So it means to cure, repair, make whole, to repair, to cure, and to make whole. So in other words, when something is out of sorts, healing puts it back in its sorts, right? So in other words, there are things in your body, things in my body even right now, that need to be put in order. And people go, well, wait a minute. You're gonna teach about healing, and then you're going to pray for the sick, but you need a healing. Yeah. Matter of fact, you know what? Catherine Coleman went on record. You know what she said? And that I was in services. I ushered in services where she that woman ministered. That woman of God. I mean, she was powerful. She was one powerful human being. But even she said, don't think for 1 minute I don't deal with physical issues. She said that. She testified to that. Because people thought, well, she can never be sick. Here she is, one of the most famous physical healers in the body of Christ, a modern day church. And even she had issues she had to deal with. Does that make sense? So don't let what you're dealing with get in the way of you dealing with somebody else's infirmity, much less your own. Is that okay? Okay, so you understand that. So there are, let's go to Matthew. Go to Matthew chapter 4, verse 23, and I'll show you something. Matthew chapter 4, here it is on the screen. And it says, and Jesus went about all Galilee, teaching in the synagogues and preaching the gospel of the kingdom and healing all manner. Now notice it says all manner. It didn't say he healed all. He healed all manners of. In other words, how many of you know that there were people that walked away from his crowds that didn't get healed? And it wasn't his fault. Come on, you with me? Okay, so that's the controversy today. So it's like, well, why doesn't God heal everybody, you know? And I want you to understand, listen to what it says. All manner of sickness and all manner of disease among the people. So in other words, we're saying, Lord, we entreat you tonight, Holy Spirit, we entreat you tonight to come and manifest yourself, not show up, he's already here. How many of you know God's here? Right? To manifest yourself and reveal yourself in us, in our weaknesses. He said, you know, you surrender your weakness to me and I'll make myself strong. See? And so we know that there are three issues in life that we need healing on. You're a three-part being. So I want to show you this diagram. And when you see this diagram, you've seen this before. You're a three-part being. You have a physical body. And that physical body is the part of you that feels the pain or the ache or the hurt. And then you have a soul. That's the mind part of you that has to deal with the physical pain. Are you with me? So in other words, when you're in pain, your mind goes, okay, and your mind starts dealing with it. But we're three-part beings. So you have a body, you have a soul, and then you have a spirit. And healing can be manifested in anyone or combination thereof. Because there are infirmities in the body, in the soul, and in the spirit. You can be sick in your mind, right? You can be sick in your body, and you can be sick in your spirit, see? And so healing isn't just a physical thing. And when we understand that, we understand that it's all inclusive. It's about reaching into every area of our life. When I receive a healing, you receive a healing, we get our healing. I don't want just the physical thing to go away. Whatever opened me up to that, I want that to go as well. Yes. Are you with me? Yes. You understand? So in other words, something opens it up for us, and something opens the door. And anyone of those three areas or all three can be affected, and any combination thereof. In other words, the sickness may manifest itself in physical pain, but its root is in the brain. Does that make sense? In other words, we did something, the way we're thinking and the way we're acting is opening us up spiritually to what happens in our bodies. Does that make sense? So you understand, physical healing isn't just, okay, now you feel better, go away. No, wait a minute. Feel better and go away knowing that something else has changed. I think there's a lot of people that get healed, they go, woohoo, I feel better, and they go back to doing what they did. No, wait, you feel better? Let's get to the root cause. Are you with me? Let's find, what's causing this? What's causing this? And don't, if you have a physical problem in your body, it doesn't mean you caused it, but that means there's a cause. You know, you're kind of quiet. Are you okay? You understand that this, if you get to this issue, you'll find out how to deal with your infirmities. If you think you're going to live your life without dealing with infirmities, you're living in a bubble. No bubbles, okay? Every faith healer that I know had physical problems. Okay? So don't let how you feel keep you from ministering to somebody else, much less to yourself. But it's about being open in your body and in your soul and in your spirit, so the infirmity and the spirit of infirmity is broken over you, over someone in your marriage or in your career and in your life. So what is an infirmity? In other words, let's be specific. What is an infirmity? We become weak or distracted in any one of those three areas. And the Greek word in Matthew 8:17 is to take strength and to make frail or weaken. So in other words, when we're infirmed, we're weakened. I don't know about you, but have you noticed that, you know, unfortunately, every once in a while, I've, you know, had to deal with flu. Anybody ever had to deal with flu? Okay. And you end up at home, either in bed or on the sofa. And everything you were worried about the day before, when it hit, while you have the flu, you quite frankly don't give a rip, do you? Huh? I'm laying on the sofa, man. The world can go to you know where in a handbasket. I don't feel good. Does that make sense? That's what infirmities do to us at every level. It's the intention of an infirmity, which is not of God, is to distract you. When the Spirit of the Lord put diseases on Egypt, what was he doing? He wasn't trying to destroy Egypt. He was trying to turn Egypt. Does that make sense? He said, I put the diseases on them, but I'm trying to get their attention. Now, the Lord didn't make you sick to get your attention. But he will let you and I go to a place where we absolutely open the door and an infirmity takes place, and the Lord, do I have your attention? Does that make sense? So you begin to understand that when you have a physical problem, you don't just say, I don't want to feel this anymore. I want to know what's going on. Because I have a job, I have a life, I have a purpose, I have a marriage, I have, you know, all these responsibilities. You need to keep moving. And you need to know how to keep moving. Make sense? Okay, so a disease is a disorder of structure or function that produces specific signs and symptoms. So in other words, whenever you have a problem, there are symptoms. And again, any and all combination of those issues can be the cause. If somebody gets involved in, I want to make something up. You know, I want to be careful. Just shoot it off the cuff. You know, somebody gets involved in porn. And then they have a physical problem in their life. Not all porn addicts have physical problems. Does that make sense? But it could have opened the door. Am I making sense to you? So, alcoholics, any wonder they have liver problems? Blood diseases, diabetes, oversugaring the system. Does that make sense? Okay, so we begin to say, okay, we want healing for people. We want to lay hands on people. We want to heal them because we recognize there's something bigger going on in their life. And if all we want to do is pray for people in church, that's chicken Christianity. You want to play it safe. Jesus never played it safe. He always did what he did in public, in crowds, so that people could see it because it's a testimony. And so what was his motivation? Was he trying to convince everybody who he was? If he was, it didn't work. even his own didn't really believe it until the end. So what's he doing? He's out trying to make a change in people's lives, make a difference in their lives. And so healing is a part of the New Testament. Why churches and denominations and organizations don't teach it, I don't know. But I know this, we believe it, and we're going to walk in it. If you believe that, say amen.
Amen.
Okay, so when you pray for someone, it's not a requirement that you lay hands on them. So often when people are prayed for and people need, you know, or we'll have a line up here and people come up, you know, either Pastor Susan and I or the ministry team or whatever it is. It's not required that you have to lay hands on people. Nothing in the Bible says, now there is a laying on of hands, okay? But it's nothing about that. It's just you need to find out what's going on in a person's life and what is the Spirit of the Lord saying to you about them. Lord, what's going on here? This person has a problem and they feel a pain. You want to relieve that pain. But you want to relieve that pain, and Lord, what do you want me to do about this? I think a lot of Christians feel like, well, I got to go lay hands on them. There's no verse that you have to lay hands. I've seen more people healed without laying on of hands. Well, matter of fact, I'll go back to Catherine Coleman. She seldom ever touched anybody. If you were ever in her services, she would call out in the balcony. She'd be walking this direction, and she'd go, somebody over there just got healed in her right eye. I mean, she's walking the opposite direction. And she'd point up to the balcony, and then she'd go back to the balcony. She'd say, wherever you are, you just got, and somebody in the balcony scream at the top of their lungs, I can see! You know, no laying on of hands. There's no distance there. So what we're talking about is fostering the environment where the Spirit of the Lord is free to do whatever he wants to do. And it's not a show. It's not a show. It's like, and don't get me wrong, because you're going to misinterpret me, so I got to be careful how I do this. But you don't have to fall down to get healed. And you don't need to be pushed to fall down. Okay, and there's nothing wrong. If the Spirit of the Lord knocks you down or you need to go down, that's great. Somebody asked me years ago, why do people fall down? Why when you pray for people do they fall down? Because they can't stand up. Amen. That's it. So you don't have to push. You don't have to massage that thyroid gland. Okay. But if they go, that's fine. You know, people say, well, if that's what you believe, why do you have people here that you call catchers that are behind them? Just in case they go down. Because I've actually seen people go down and crack their head in pavement. Are you with me? Now, when that happens, you have to ask yourself, did God knock them down or did they knock themselves down? You know, and you know, we've all been in prayer lines where you see, we're praying for people and you're praying for a person and you see the person, they close their eyes, but just before they close their eyes, they look, see if somebody's behind them. You know what I think about that? I don't care. If that makes you feel better, as long as you get healed. And if you want to go down on your own, great, go. I got somebody that, does that make sense? It's okay. People get all wound up about, why does this happen? And people are laying on the floor. If they get up changed, what are you griping about? Does that make sense? Okay, there we go. So now we're building your faith that you can do this. You don't have to have Susan and I. Are you with me? You can do this. It's actually possible for you to do this. Matter of fact, it's a divine mandate, okay? So it's compassion and a desire to relieve the pressure in a person's life. We're going to pray for people tonight here. And, you know, we'll, people say, well, why do you anoint them in oil? You know, sometimes I feel led to and sometimes I don't, you know. And what's the anointing of oil about? It's kind of like laying hands on them. It's just like, okay, I feel that's what we're supposed to do. Does that make sense? And so and you build your faith, you build your courage, you start praying for somebody. Because the biggest issue for Christians that I've learned over 50 years of being involved in this kind of ministry, I can tell you most Christians don't pray for people with real faith because they're afraid nothing will happen. Yeah. That's right. And you know why they're afraid that nothing will happen? That everybody will think that they failed. Yeah. Did that make sense?
Yeah.
So you got to make sure that when you go in faith, it's like you just lay hands on people and you pray for people and you encourage them because you love them and you want God to do something. And if they don't get it immediately, don't send them send them away and say this. Just keep praying. Let it happen. Just let it happen. Sometimes there are times of soaking prayer. Sometimes you pray for somebody and you ask them, you say, you know, how you feeling? Not much better. A teeny bit better? Yeah, I actually do feel a little bit. Okay, let's do it again. You know, just do it again. Just keep pouring it in. Just fill them up. Just fill them up and fill them up and fill them up. And if they don't get it, you know, right there at that point, send them away with faith and just thank. Tell them, go away. Just thank the Lord. Bless him. Lord, I thank you. You touched my body. It's not all gone. But Lord, we got it started. Let's run this puppy up the flagpole. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Don't send them away that they didn't get it. You know, say, wait a minute. What about the people that don't get healed? I don't have an answer. And listen, I've been around some of the heaviest hitters in the body of Christ in healing. They don't have an answer. Nobody gets 100%. The only one that did was Jesus. And you ain't Jesus, so don't expect 100%. Does that make sense?
Yes.
So that means now we're commissioning you to go out and lay hands on the sick. Well, how can you do that? Go to Mark 16. Go to Mark 16. And then we're going to start laying hands on some folks. Mark 16. Now watch what he says. Mark 16. You all know the Great Commission, right? Verse 14. Afterward, he appeared unto the 11 as they sat at meat and upbraided them in their unbelief and hardness of heart because they believed not that which they had seen after he was risen. Watch what he says. And he said unto them, go ye into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature. He that believeth and is baptized shall be saved. But he that believeth not shall be damned. These signs shall follow them that believe. That's you and I. Watch this. In my name they shall cast out devils. They will speak with new tongues. They will take, they shall take up serpents, and if they drink any deadly thing, it shall not hurt them. They will lay hands on the sick, and they shall recover. That is the Great Commission. That's what this is all about. Did Jesus heal anybody that wasn't saved?
Yeah.
Careful. Are you sure? Are you positive? Well, let me ask you this. Did he heal anybody that was saved?
Hopefully.
None of them were. They were all in the Old Testament. And most of the people that he healed, they were just wandering around, desperate people looking for something. How many times did he heal people in the synagogue? Two, three maybe? Rest of the time he was in public forums. He was just out in public. We put the healing ministry in church, and it ought to be in the streets. That's where it ought to be. It ought to be in the workplace. When you have a fellow employee that's not feeling good, you don't have to go into the Pentecostal. Yea, forth and verily I say unto thee. You know, you don't have to manifest. Right? All you got to do is say, hey, listen, you know, I know you're not feeling good, and I know you think I'm a little crazy, I'm a Christian, but, you know, I see you're not feeling good. Can I pray for you just a second? Just a little bit. I won't be long. I won't lay hands on you. I won't let anybody see what's going on. Father, I pray in Jesus' name you touch my friend Larry, and he's not feeling good. I thank you for blessing him in Jesus' name. Thinking about you, let me know how you're feeling. You just walk away. You just walk away. We watched, Susan and I watched, in the times that we were in Argentina during the Argentine revival, which was the scariest revival I've ever seen in my life. And it was just like over the top. You know what they do? They go by twos down the street. All they do is they go for a walk. Take a bottle of water, something to drink, and they go for a walk. And they'd walk down the street. And they'd see somebody coming at them. And these are just everyday believers like you and I, and they'd see somebody coming at them, and they had been so equipped to do this, they'd see the person coming, and the person, they'd get up close to them, and they'd say, excuse me, we noticed that you're limping, and it looks like you're in a lot of pain in your right leg. Can we pray for you? And, you know, they said 99% of the people would go, That's heathen for it's okay. Right? And they would bow their head. And they just pray a simple prayer. Father, please touch this gentleman, this woman. It looks like they're in pain. Thank you for healing them in Jesus' name. God bless you, sir. And they'd walk off. And there were times that we would hear testimonies where the people would give the testimony that the two that were praying would walk off. And I don't know, they'd be 30, 40 yards away, and they'd hear somebody scream, ah! And they were instantly healed. And they were unbelievers. They'd turn around and run back to those two people and say, what did you do to me? And they'd lead them to Jesus. Jesus healed people that weren't saved and healed people that weren't living their right lives. And he'll heal you tonight if you give him a chance. So, who's in pain right now? What pain are you in? Shoulder and clavicle? Okay. Would somebody go over and lay hands on her? Come on. Come on. Now, how many want to believe that this is going to happen? Oh, come on. Where's your faith? Come on. This is going to happen. I can hear the skeptics. Somebody's going, well, what if it doesn't? Well, what if it does? Okay. So, Father, I thank you right here, right now. We speak healing. Let healing virtue flow through her body. Lord, relax the muscles and the nerve endings that are irritated, the ligaments, in the name of Jesus. Lord, we thank you. A peace that flows through her body and a tingling in the name of Jesus. Amen. Who else is in pain? What are you feeling?
I've had epilepsy for 20 years.
You've had epilepsy for 20 years?
Yeah.
Oh, you're on a medication? You're
tired of taking
it because it has a side effect, doesn't it? Okay. Stand up. Stand up. You have five in one day?
75.
Yep. Okay. Are they grand mals?
No. Nocturnal.
Okay. All right. Father, I thank you right here in Jesus' name. Father, we thank you in Jesus' name. Epilepsy is an infirmity. In the name of Jesus, Father, I thank you. Okay, now everybody take your hands off. Take your hands off. Father, I thank you right now. In the name of Jesus, we break this curse. And the Father says, you've done nothing to deserve this. It doesn't belong to you. And you're not going to have to live with it. And Father, I thank you for supernaturally, by the power of the Holy Ghost, reverse the curse. In the name of Jesus. And Lord, I thank you for a peace now. Lord, I thank you that his saliva glands are going to function properly. His nervous system, that's been damaged, is being healed. Matter of fact, the Lord said, I'm going to heal your myelin sheath. If you don't know what that is, I want you to look it up when you get home. The Lord says, I'm going to heal your myelin sheath. And the Lord says, I want you to stand with me in faith and walk with me in Jesus' name. Amen. You know what? I want you to, when you get home, I want you to go online. Look, do you know what your myelin sheath is? Okay, it has to do with your nervous system and your spinal cord. And the myelin sheath is a sheath that guards your nervous system in the back. And if it gets tight, it constricts, it can affect all kinds of things. Okay, and I just felt like it was like I was looking at that, and it's like, whew, you feel it loosen up. Okay, and relax. Go look it up. Okay, who else is in pain? Yes?
Well, I have headaches most of the time.
Okay.
And my back most of the time just let up.
But are you in pain right now?
Yeah.
Okay. And you have a headache?
Yep.
Put your hands on her. Come on, girls. Call it out, Mary. Call it out. Call it out, Mary. Go ahead. Pray out, Mary. Pray it verbal, Mary. In the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father, in advance. Thank Amen. You, thank you, Lord.
Pray it out, Mary.
Thank you, Lord.
Pray it out in English.
Father God, thank you. Thank you for this daughter of yours. And Lord, we just come together in agreement. And I just right now, I call out anything that's giving her these headaches and just remove it. Remove it from her. Lord, I thank you in advance. I can see it just removing right now. There is no place for this. She has no business for this. It's a distraction of the enemy. And I bind whatever it is that's upon her that's forcing, showing up as a headache. Perhaps it's not even that. But Lord, we just rebuke that in your name. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Good, good. Where's another one? One of the four of you having a problem? One of the four of you have a physical problem? No? Y'all healthy? You're the four healthiest people in the room. Yes. You got what?
Sciatic nerve.
Sciatic nerve. Okay.
It goes down my leg, and I can't hardly walk.
Come out here and stand in the aisle, please. Would you take that chair and put it down for her? Go ahead and sit down in that chair, baby. You're sciatic?
Yeah.
Okay.
It goes down the leg here and down all the way down, and it's across my
leg. Who else has got that? Somebody else has got it. You're right, there you are. I can feel it. There's, okay. Come here. Sit here. Come here. How many of you ever had that?
Oh, yeah.
Oh. Hey, once you've had it, you know you have to go to heaven because you served your time in hell. Okay? All right? Okay. Just relax. What will happen if I pick up your legs?
I don't think anything
will happen.
Will it hurt? I don't have anybody to pick them up.
Relax your legs. Stick them back. Relax your legs. Completely let your legs go limp. Let your legs go limp. Let them go limp.
Limp.
Limp. There you go. Oh, you're good. Feet flat on the floor. Father, I thank you in Jesus' name. I'm going to pull her up, John. John, I'm going to pull her up. When I pull her up, would you run your hands right down her back, right under her hips, and then grab her right here, her buttocks area, because I can tell. Debbie, is that on your left side?
Yeah.
It's on your left side, because I can tell that it's a nerve, and it's a big nerve. Put your hands together. Okay. John, grab her right there. Father, I thank you right here, right now, in Jesus' name. Lord, I thank you right now, in the name of Jesus. Let healing flow through Debbie's body. Lord, I thank you right now. There you go. Just worship him. Just love him. Thank you, Father. John, you stay on it. John, you stay on it. You stay on it until she tells you she's done. Father, I thank you. Now, healings like this sometimes are just progressive. They start small, but they're like a snowball rolling downhill. They build up a head of steam, and then they begin to, how you doing? There you go. You feeling any relief?
Oh, he's on my sides, and it's in my back.
Okay. Tell him to put his hands right.
Where it hurts, right there.
There you go.
Feel it.
Father, I thank you right here in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Keep doing it, John, while we're praying for her. Okay. Relax your legs. Put your shoes on. Put your shoes on. Now, the reason I do this is a lot of times your feet get out, and most people's feet are not even when you measure them. Most people aren't. So it's not a strange thing when people aren't. What's strange is when they are. Okay, a chiropractor will tell you, okay, that's normal. That's not normal. Everybody's all weird. Okay. Okay, relax your legs. Okay, relax them. Let them go. There you go. Okay, you're out just a little bit. Here we go. Can you see that? Okay, Father, we thank you right here in Jesus' name. Oop, there it comes. There it comes. Oop, it's going up. You feel that. You feel that jerk, can't you? The other one's coming out. Okay. All right, feet flat on the floor. Put your hands together like this. How you feeling right now? How you feeling right now? Put your hands, lock them like this. Okay, I'm going to pull you up. You're going to help me, okay? Mm-hmm. You're going to stand up. Yeah. Father, in Jesus' name, right here. In the name of Jesus. Now move.
Okay. It's right.
Right there? Still? Okay.
Just so a little.
I need to. Help me pray for her. You're good? Come here. There you go. See, there you go. That's teaming up. That's teaming up. You feel that. That's the way that works. Father, we thank you. Flow through both of them, Jesus. Both of them, Holy Spirit. Both of them. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Hmm. Could you do that before?
No.
Wow. Okay, there you go. That's the way that works.
Just a little.
A little bit, okay. Okay, now. What was that? Oh. What?
I have stenosis of the colon. It's very painful when it gets cold.
Describe it. Describe it.
Narrowing.
Where's the mic? What'd they do with the mic? There it is. Thank you, John. How you doing, Debbie?
I'm doing good.
How you doing?
Better.
Okay,
much
now.
Better.
Now listen. Okay. Listen, when you go away, you don't stop. I mean, when you lay down in bed, you begin to thank the Lord, you worship the Lord. A lot of people just go, okay, I got prayer, and they walk off and they go do everything. You know. No, man, you fight for this. You fight all the way until the end. Okay? Okay, now what is it?
Stenosis of the spine,
which means
it's narrowing of the spine.
Okay, got it.
And when it's cold, it really, really affects my back. And I've got something called scleroderma, where it's hardening of the body parts, like my back gets really, really hard.
Come on over here. Who's got faith?
I do.
No, I'm talking faith. I don't want to say. Okay, come here, Connie. Connie knows because Connie's a masseuse. No, she is. She really is.
Be careful, my spine.
Okay. We'll be careful. Are you in pain right now?
The cold is affecting me now.
Okay.
I wasn't when I came in, but.
Okay.
Sorry.
Pronounce the word.
Jesus. Jesus.
What's it called?
Jesus.
No. Well, hey, there you go.
I said the word.
That's good. That'll work. There you go. Mary Hart does good like a medicine.
It's called scleroderma. It's called scleroderma.
Scleroderma. Okay. Girls, go after it.
In Jesus' name, we cancel that assignment against her. We command that to leave her body in Jesus' name. Thank you, Father, for the healing blood of Jesus Christ that covers her and fills her. Father, that pain has to leave in the name of Jesus. The body has to align and cooperate with the original intention that God has created her to be. We thank you for that in Jesus' name.
I receive that in Jesus' name.
Penny, got anything? I'll do it. You go.
And Father, I pray that her spirit would just be quiet, that she could sleep at night, Father.
Yes.
That she would just be blessed with a sweet and gentle sleep when she's wrapped in your arms, Lord. That she can rest in that gentleness, Lord, and be refreshed for each new day. Thank you, Father.
Oh, thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Jesus.
Give God a praise.
I got to tell you something. When you're talking about that employee and you'd walk up and just touch his shoulder. I came in with a backache. And you touched my shoulder and you walked away. Snuggle said, you just got healed. And I said, you bet I did.
Amen. How many of you know that this can happen? Yes, ma'am.
He has the same thing.
You have the same thing?
The shrinking of the spinal cord.
You do?
Yes.
Can we pray?
Yes. Yeah.
Take your time. Stand here in the middle.
Yeah.
I want two men that you aren't wannabes. I want faith. Have you ever been healed physically?
Yes.
Okay. Craig, get in the middle. Go, guys.
Father, we just praise you. Right now, Lord, we surrender to you, Holy Spirit, and your presence right now in Jesus' name. And we command healing right now in Jesus' name to come forth. Your presence, Lord God, right now in Jesus' name. Just the healing up of the spinal cord right now. A recreation, Lord, right now. Yes, we're asking for a miracle right now, God. Yes, your presence, Lord, right now in the faith right now. Faith for the miracle, Lord, in Jesus' mighty name.
Thank you, Father.
Thank you, Father.
Thank you, Lord.
Lord, we pray that at this time, Lord, that his ligaments, muscles, and tendons are being strengthened, renewed, and restored to what they were when he was a young man. We pray that he restores his muscles completely, his strength, and completely heal him.
Lord, I ran into this man out of the blue a few weeks ago, and you just told me that I'll get up and lay hands on him. And from that moment I met him, I loved him, and Lord, I know you love him more. So we pray for complete healing. We pray for rejuvenation. We pray for straightening backs and bones. You know how it works, Lord. We ask right now in your mighty, powerful name, in the name of Jesus, we ask for healing.
Absolutely. We ask for body, soul, and spirit, Lord God. And we come against that spirit of infirmity right now in Jesus' name. We call you out and we say, leave him now in Jesus' name. And we proclaim that healing over him right now in Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord. Thank you for that right now.
Give God a praise.
Yep.
Now, turn around. Go back to her. We're going to pray for Mama. Okay?
That's my sister.
Lay hands on her. Lay hands on her.
Oh, Father, thank you. Thank you for my sister in the name of Jesus. What a gift. What a gift to all of us, Lord. What a blessing. What a heart you've given her, Lord, your heart. So I thank you. I pray that you will meet every one of her needs, Lord, spirit, soul, and body in Jesus' name. Strengthen her, Father God, in the hard times and even in the easy times. Bless her. Bless her, Lord. Thank you. Everything she needs, Lord, everything she needs in Jesus' name. Thank you.
Stir up the gift of faith within her. I heard this. If you take your mustard seed faith and add the gift of faith to it, you'll walk in the miracle zone.
Mm-hmm.
Lord, we thank you for that.
There you go. Thank you, Jesus.
In Jesus' name. Amen. Give God a praise. Okay, now. Yes. Hang on. I'll hold it.
I'm standing in the gap for my son. He's not here. He has muscular dystrophy. He's 11. Today, I was looking at his feet. His feet are deforming. And mm-hmm. I held his feet,
mm-hmm.
and I looked at him, and I said, do you believe God can heal that? And I started praying for him. Mm-hmm. And he has a shoulder. His shoulder's bothering him. Mm-hmm. So, his muscles are tightening, and he's losing strength. So I believe it.
Okay.
And the more people that pray it, I believe that God can heal my son.
What's his name?
Benjamin.
I need two more women. Mom is here, but I need two non-mamas. Okay. Go, girls.
Thank you, Lord. We just bring Benjamin before you right now. And Lord, that you will touch Jennifer to touch Benjamin, and he will be healed. We put our faith with her faith and your faith, Lord, that you will heal this young boy. You will give him strength in his body that he has never known, that you will set him right. He was wonderfully made in the womb, and he needs to be restored to that place. In Jesus' name.
I cancel any word curses that have been spoken against him in the name of Jesus. And I decree and declare that he will live and not die. And he will walk. In Jesus' name.
And everybody said?
Amen.
See, this is the way the kingdom works. If you take this to the streets of our community, just the people in this room right here, if you take this in the workplace, you take it to the mall, you go to get a frozen yogurt, or you're in McDonald's someplace, There are people that are infirmed everywhere. You don't have to look hard. You do not have to look hard. All you have to do is look deep. If you look deep, you'll see them. And if you look deep, you'll see them, and you won't be afraid of you. You won't be afraid of that voice. You'll learn to reject that voice that says, well, what happens if it? That's a lying demon. That's a devil that's been assigned to you to cause you to not want to reach out to others. And so here's what we're going to do. It's 10 minutes after. We normally break at this point because there are children in children's ministry and there's youth out there. But if you have a physical infirmity and you want prayer, I will stay here until midnight. When it hits midnight, I'm going home. Okay? But if that's what it takes, if you have a physical infirmity, then what we're going to do is we're going to invite you up here in just a moment and come put your toes on a line, and we're going to pray over you. We're going to minister over you. Those of you that want to hang around and minister with me and stand behind, wait for direction. Don't just jump in. But we'll start praying for people and let this happen, because when it happens to you, you'll take it in the marketplace. And before we do that, I want to pray over you corporately, and I want to pray a prayer that you're going to need to determine, predetermine in your heart before I pray it. As you pray, or as I pray, you determine what you want to say in your heart, amen to this. I'm going to pray for you to have a burning desire to not let one sick person go by if you listen to the Holy Ghost. That doesn't mean every sick person is your responsibility. But when you see somebody, your spirit's open. Is that me? Is that me? And don't just jump in for your credit and for your glory, because that won't work. Okay? But you hear the, and you listen to the Holy Ghost. And you, if you say, you want me to pray for that one? You hear that? Yes, you go over and don't give it to Pentecostal jerk. Just give it to, can I pray for you? Lord, just touch, heal, minister life to them in Jesus' name. And you watch what God's going to do. So I'm going to pray for you so you're predetermined, okay? Father, I thank you right now that you would bless us, myself included, and give us a new fire, that every time we see someone that is infirmed or in pain, that we could make a difference. We will honor you. We'll listen to you. We'll do what you tell us. We will not be afraid of what others will think. We're more concerned about how you touch those people. Use us as a healing ministry in Jesus' name. And everybody said, amen. Okay, I'm going to release you tonight. We're going to be up here on the line. And if you want prayer, come on up. Come now. Toes on the line. Come on quickly if you're going to come. Here's what I'm going to do. When I come up to you, I'm going to ask you what it is that you need healing for, okay? And I don't want you to give me an organ recital. Just give me very quickly. This is what I need to happen. And after I pray for you, you're welcome to do whatever you feel led to do. Once we stop praying, that doesn't mean God's done, okay? So when we stop praying, that doesn't mean it's over. It just simply means you're yielded and you're surrendered, okay? So I, what do you need?
Healing of my hammer toe and burning.
Father, we thank you right here, right now, in the name of Jesus. Father, that you'd heal the hammer toe, that you'd heal the effects of the hammer toe,
thank you,
and the pain and the stress that comes from it. Loosen tendons and muscles and joints. And we thank you for supernaturally moving through her body and touching her at the core. What do you need?
Back pain.
You're in back pain. Go sit in that chair right there. Were you in an injury?
I remember.
Okay, go sit in one of those chairs. What do you need?
Arthritis.
Hands out. Father, we thank you right now in the name of Jesus.
I thank you, Jesus.
Lord, I thank you. Okay, Father, we thank you right here in the name of Jesus. Lord, we thank you. Give me some oil. Lord, I thank you right here in the name of Jesus. Lord, I thank you right here in the name of Jesus. Your prayer of faith, the anointing of the oil. Lord, I thank you. I thank you. A loosening of the joints. You in pain? Okay, would it hurt if I pick up your feet? Okay. Put your feet up. Oh, excuse me. Sorry. Okay, relax your legs. Let them go. There you go. There you go. You're back all the way. See that? Relax your legs. Let them go. See how far out that is? Okay. Relax your legs. Let them go. There you go. Father, I thank you in Jesus' name. Holy Spirit, I thank you. Moving through it back in the name of Jesus. It's coming. There, it's coming. In the name of Jesus. Look at that. Look at that. It's almost there. Father, I thank you in the name of Jesus. Feet flat on the floor. Hands together. Lock your fingers. I'm going to pull you up. What do you feel right now?
Still slightly.
No, that's okay. That's okay. Is it as bad as it was?
No.
Okay. It's going to be, we're going to finish it. Father, we thank you in Jesus' name. Lord, I thank you right now. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. You know what? Can I? She's a masseuse. Can I have her? Come here. I feel like something needs to be done right here. She's a professional masseuse, so it's okay. That's all I said. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. There. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. You watch what God's going to do right there. In the name of, what do you need?
My heart and...
Wait a minute. Who's got a shooting pain? Where's the shooting pain? Nobody has shooting pain? Sorry. Somebody in denial? Okay. All right. What do you feel?
My heart and rheumatoid arthritis.
Rheumatoid arthritis. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Put your hands down to your side. Relax. In the name of Jesus. Don't touch her. Don't touch her. Hang on. Hang on. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Whew. There it goes. Now, hands out, palms up. You can feel it. That's the Holy Ghost all over you, girl. That's the Holy Ghost all over you, girl. In the name of Jesus. Great peace have they that love thy law, and yes. Nothing shall by any means offend thee. You've been offended. You've been hurt. Of course, we've all been offended. We've been hurt. But there's an offense at the core of this. And the Lord says, I'm going to bring it to mind. You let whoever it is that's hurt you and wounded you, you let them go. You be sure to tell the Lord, I don't want to have anything to do with that. I'm not going to hold them accountable for what they've done. I'm not going to hold them accountable. That's your job, Heavenly Father. I release myself and I release them and I release myself from this infirmity in the name of Jesus. Amen and amen. What do you need?
Diabetes.
Diabetes? Okay.
And I have a tube behind my heart disintegrating.
A what behind your heart?
A tube.
You mean a flesh tube?
Like a valve.
A valve.
Yeah. A valve. Artificial valve or your valve?
No,
your valve. Okay. A disintegrating. I'm still getting, who's got the shooting pain? Okay.
You got a shooting pain still?
He's still got it. It still hurts.
Okay. Just stand strong. We'll come back.
Right.
All right. This is a woman's hand. Put your hand right there, Robin. Mm-hmm. In the name of Jesus. Mm-hmm. Just relax. Just Just relax. Just relax. Regenerate, restore, renew, and revive in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Ooh, that's all over you, girl. That is all over you. You can feel that, can't you? You can feel that. That's the power of God. That's the power of God. That's the power of God. What do you need? We didn't forget you. What do you need? You want your whole body healed?
I'm on my way.
Oh, okay, okay, Lord. Whatever needs to be healed, heal it. Lord, I thank you for doing it. She's going to the supermarket. She's going to the Walmart of the Holy Ghost, okay? Going to take everything she can get. Okay. Did we pray for you yet? What's yours?
My hip and my back.
And your hip and your back. Are you in pain right now? In your back? Touch me in my back where you're in pain.
It's actually through here.
Oh, through the ribs.
Yeah.
So it's not down the spine.
Mm-hmm. Okay. It's got a curvature in my, so it causes the pain here.
Oh, you have a curvature in the spine?
Yeah.
You have scoliosis?
Mm-hmm. I have scoliosis.
Okay. Stand straight. Have I ever prayed for you for this? What happened the last time? Anything?
Yeah, my leg length changed.
Okay, let's go back. Put her in one of those chairs. What do you need?
I've been diagnosed with osteoporosis, and they say I need a hip replacement, but I'm believing for a healing.
Okay, hands down to your side. Girls, somebody take her hips. Somebody take her hips. Man, I'm telling you, is somebody just copping out here? I got somebody that's got pain. You got shooting pain?
I got a really bad shooting pain. I have achy pain.
Okay. Okay. Get her over here. Get her over here. She's close enough. Lord, we thank you right now in Jesus' name. Lord, we thank you in Jesus' name. Lord, we thank you. Now I'm just going to plug in, okay? I want you to stay here. I want you to move until I come back, okay? Lord, I thank you. Just worship me. Just worship me. Just worship me. What do you need?
I got bursitis going in my groin and around my back, and they say I have autoimmune deficiency, and it's really painful in my ears right now.
Okay. This is what I'm going to say to you. A destructive force was in your life that's no longer in your life. That destructive force opened the door. It's no longer a part of your life. If you ever go back to it, it's a death sentence. Understand that? I know you know that. I'm not challenging you. I'm not talking to you. I'm talking to the enemy that's been after you. You've got a bullseye on your back. Of course, we all do. Jesus' name. In the name of Jesus, you spirit of violation, I order you in the name of Jesus. Look me in the eyes. Look me in the eyes. Say, in the name of Jesus,
in the name of Jesus,
I order every evil.
Every spirit,
that's dared to challenge me,
to enter my life,
must leave
now
in Jesus' name.
Lord,
I thank you right now. Lord, I thank you right now. Lord, I thank you. And the spirit of condemnation, I order you. You take your foul claws out of her brain. She's a blood-bought, pure, white bride in the body of Christ. And there's no more shame. There is no more shame. Absolutely no more shame. You don't listen to anything. You don't listen to anything that doesn't say who you are in Christ anymore. Block it out. It's not true. What are you feeling, Bernard? What do you need?
Balance.
Balance? Having a hard time with your balance? Father, I pray for Bernard, and Lord, I pray that you'd give him the ability to balance his equilibrium that's in the ears. Lord, I thank you for bringing proper balance and equilibrium in his ears and in his brain and in the connection to his body. And Lord, I thank you for restoring in the name of Jesus. Amen and amen. David, what do you need?
It's the feet. This one, it's numb from work. And this one is it's the heel. It's the thing that straps onto it.
Mm-hmm.
And the heel just aches, and then it snaps all the time. Sometimes it sounds like I'm walking on a sandal. So it's the feet.
In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Lord, I thank you right here, right now. In the name of Jesus. Lord, I thank you. You know the years that David has been diligent. He's worked. He's worked hard. He's never abused his body, but the kind of work that he did abused his body. It was never his fault. He had no choice. And Father, I thank you that you're going to restore. I ask you in Jesus' name to restore nerve endings that have been bruised, that have been torn, that have been worn out. Quite frankly, that's what the Lord says. It's just flat worn out. Lord, I thank you. And it started in his ankles, and it goes up his legs. Lord, I thank you. In his ankles, it goes up his legs. And Lord, I thank you in Jesus' name. You know what? I really feel like too, David, if the Lord tells you to do this, but this is what I got when I was down there. Get a basin of warm water. And not that it's a miracle stuff. Get some Epsom salts. And soak them. Soak them good. And pray in tongues. And soak them good. And you know, there's a restoration process because there's nerve in these men. It's like, it's almost like when I was praying for you, it's almost like I could see, not you, but someone took each one of your nerve endings and pounded on it. Just pounded on it. And they have no capacity to rewind. So Lord, I pray as David does this, Lord, that you'd restore. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Hi. You thought, yeah. Right? Back of your jaw all the way down. Okay. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. When did you accept the Lord? What year? In the 90s. Yeah. How long have you been back? Somebody's prayed for you before about physical problems.
Yeah.
Okay. I could tell. As soon as I laid hands on you, you understand this. You know it's real.
Yes.
You know it's real. Okay. Okay. Lord, I thank you right now in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Healer. 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 Heal her in the name of Jesus. I'm not doing that. I didn't. Oh, wait a minute. Oh, goodness gracious. Oh, my goodness. Oh, my goodness. That's the power of God. That's the power of God. That's the power of God. There it is. Jesus' name. Girl, you got it all over you. Move it. It's leaving. Move. Move it. There you go. Move it. Before you walk out of the building, it'll be 100% gone. Gil, what do you need?
Short-term memory is like
okay.
Losing ground.
Okay. Memory, so. Okay. Don't be afraid of it.
No.
Don't be afraid of it.
Yeah.
You know, and I mean, you know, when you get old, I'm 71. Every once in a while, you know, sometimes I'll, you know, I mean, I'm going to be honest with you. You know, when you get in years, sometimes you forget things. What are you smiling at, Brian? One of the elders is smiling at me. No, that's okay. It happens. The young ones forget stuff, too.
Yeah, we do.
They leave their brain someplace sometimes.
concern.
You know what? I'm going to tell you this. I would never say this in public, but I felt like the Lord said to say this. I can't tell you how many times I've been in the shower, and I think, did I do my head yet? And I'd already done it. Everybody else is shaking their head, yes. They know exactly what I'm talking about. Mary Hart does good like a medicine. And I thank you, Father. I thank you, Father, in the name of Jesus. Restore it. In Jesus' name. Say it again.
My wife who deals with anxiety and depression every day.
She here?
She's in Oregon. It scares her very much.
Okay. Sure it would.
We have a 5-year-old.
Okay. Are you going to talk to her tonight on the phone? I'm going to lay hands on you, and we're going to believe the Holy Ghost is going to use your voice to speak through that phone and speak healing. You take everything you heard tonight. You own it.
Yes, sir.
It's yours. You have the right. You love on her. Does she believe in healing?
Mm-hmm.
Go for it. Father, I pray in Jesus' name that you give him not just the right words, but give him the faith. The gift of faith for his wife and for the love of his life. In Jesus' name. Amen. What do you need?
Two things. To pray for to get rid of the rest of the cancer in me.
Okay.
And I have an aneurysm.
You have an aneurysm and the rest of the cancer.
Yeah.
So the doctors went after the cancer and didn't get it all.
They're still working on it.
Okay.
I talked to
my, what kind of cancer is it?
Well, it's in the adrenal gland, but it's, they found a little bit of a lymph node next to the aneurysm.
Okay. It's a lymphoma?
You know what? I'm not sure. I think it's, okay. It came from the kidneys originally.
Okay.
Travel.
Have you heard the name of it?
No. I don't remember what the doc said. He just said it came from my kidneys.
What is it? Which kidney?
Both.
Which, both?
Which side, John? Right, left?
It's
right and left.
One's worse than the other.
One's worse than the other?
The right side's worse.
Is it affecting his bladder?
No.
In Jesus' name, Lord, I thank you.
Thank you for choosing Dwelling Place City Church Podcast.
Whoever's in the sound system, turn that off, please. Thank you. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Whether this is it or not, whether I call it out specifically, we're going to call it out, period. Renal cell carcinoma. In the name of Jesus. I watched my wife have the sentence of death. I watched that doctor in tears after 10 and a half hours of searching her body, sew her up and say, I'm done. And you know she's healed. Why would your heavenly Father not do the same thing for you? In Jesus' name. Come here, Mama. Come here. Lord, I thank you. Put your hands on him. Lord, I thank you right here. Lord, the two of them are going through this. I know exactly what this is like. And Lord, I thank you for healing. We give you the honor and the glory. Lord, you use doctors, but what doctors can't do, you will do because you are not done. You are not done. Ooh, I felt like the Lord said, not done with the marriage. Just not done with him, not done with the two of you. Amen. When you go back to the doctor, in a month?
Yeah, he does infusions.
You do infusions?
Mm-hmm.
So you're on chemo now?
Immune therapy.
Immune therapy. Good stuff. Good stuff. And listen, I'm big on God uses doctors.
That's right.
He uses doctors. And when man can't do what needs to be done, God will pick up the slack. Okay? Give me the report. When you come back, would you give me the report?
Where's the aneurysm?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I forgot the aneurysm. Oh, goodness. In the name of Jesus. Lord, we thank you that you restore back to normal. The arteries and the veins, the capillaries, the tissue, the swollen. Oh, I get the word abrasive. That which is abrasive is removed in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. You getting something else on him? Did you get something else? Okay. What do you need?
My thinking.
You're thinking? Welcome to Bob's world. Okay. Father, we thank you right now in Jesus' name. Lord, you know his request. Lord, that you restore it, that you give him peace. Great peace have they that love thy law, and nothing shall by any means offend them. Lord, I thank you to give him confidence. Lord says, I'm going to give you confidence. I'm going to give you confidence. It's when you feel insecure, I'm going to come in and I'm going to drop confidence in your spirit. The Lord says, I'm going to give you boldness. That others are going to think, where is this coming from? It's going to be the Holy Ghost. Lord says, I'm going to give you a boldness. A boldness. A boldness. I love you. I'm going to pray for you. Jesus, we thank you. Lord Jesus, we thank you. You love Jesus, huh? Yeah, I know you do. For years I've known you. Yeah, amen. Amen. Father, we thank you. Father, we thank you for healing. Supernatural. Supernatural healing. Restoration. Restoration. We thank you, Lord Jesus. Say, Jesus is a healer? Can you say that? Yeah. 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 Father, I thank you. I thank you. Supernatural strength. Supernatural strength. It's not natural for you to be able to endure this. And the Lord says, what you've been able to endure to this point, and nobody can understand. But the Lord says, it's going to come upon you in your quiet time. And he's going to reassure you. He's going to reassure you of his love for you. And his love for you as a son. That he's proud of you. He's proud of your integrity and your faithfulness. That you've gone beyond the natural human measure. And your heavenly Father is going to supernaturally strengthen you. He wants you to know that he loves you with an everlasting love. And he'll never fail you. And he's honored at your strength. And he says, tell him that he has the heart of a warrior.
Yes.
Has a heart of a warrior. Fighting a battle others would give up and surrender. And the Lord says, I'm going to intervene. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. It's going to be okay, man. It's going to be okay. It's going to be okay. Amen. We done? Who? Oh, yeah, your shoulder. Which one is it? It's for, what did they say exactly? Relax. In the name of Jesus. Father, you know what the doctors have said. We thank you for doctors. We thank you for their machines and their devices and their knowledge and their wisdom and their understanding of the body and all of those things. But I'm asking you for a supernatural healing. Psalms 107 verse 20 said, you sent your word to heal us and deliver us from every destructive force. I thank you for restoring this shoulder Restore this shoulder. Do what man can only do with a scalpel and then not do it right. Do it, I thank you, in Jesus' name. Amen. And amen. And amen. And amen. And amen. Did I forget you? I did.
Okay, let's see here. Where do I start? I have bone on bone on my left, or right hip.
On your right hip,
right,
okay.
Yeah,
bone on bone.
I have a compression fracture in the lower lumbar spine, and between the lumbar and the sacrum.
Did you do something for the fracture?
No, it's arthritis.
It's arthritis.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Degenerative. Yeah, degenerative disease with osteoarthritis due to osteo.
So it's your right hip. Touch me in the back. Where in the back?
Okay, well, the lower back is like the lumbar.
Okay, right there.
Right there.
Got it. Okay. Okay.
It's where the sacral is your, you know, your hips.
Hands down your side. Just relax. Let your shoulders drop. There you go. Father, I thank you in Jesus' name. This is a woman's hand. Come here, Robin. Right here on her hip. Lord, we speak to this hip in Jesus' name. And Father, we're asking you for a creative miracle.